welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
I don't know what your adolescence was like, but I had problems with acne, and as an adolescent doc, I see lots of patients with acne. It's the most common cutaneous disorder, certainly, that I see. I know that my patients, you know, aren't going to die from their pimples, but I also know that it causes significant psychological morbidity. I mean, they suffer and they think that everybody's staring at them, and their life as they know it is never going to be the same. So the embarrassment and the anxiety, it has an impact on their life. And we also know that a percentage of people are going to go on and have disfiguring scars that are going to be with them for their whole life. Epidemiology, it is estimated that the prevalence of acne in adolescence ranges from, you know, 35 to 90%. Most of it tends to resolve by the time somebody reaches the age of 30, but for a few, it persists into adulthood. And post-adolescent acne is much more likely to affect women, in contrast to adolescent acne, which has a strong male dominance. Diet, you know, all kinds of rumors. I remember my grandmother telling me, you know, don't put your hand in your face, don't eat this, don't eat that. There is a potential role for diet in acne, but it's still, despite my grandmother, very controversial. A study of almost 50,000 women in the Nurses Health Study found that there was some relationship between acne and dairy products. Authors suggested perhaps it was related to hormonal components of milk. Again, not very well studied. But until recently, there's been no reliable evidence that there's a relationship between chocolate and the association with acne. You found an article in a journal that I do not read, the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology, and it asks the question, very simply, does eating chocolate, Mom, really cause more pimples? Mark, what did they find?
Well, good for you that my colleague Dave Slauson at the University of Virginia does read this journal every month and found this great little study. Yeah, as a teenager with acne, I remember being told not to eat chocolate and lots of other things. And this was a nice little study. They enrolled 54 college students with acne vulgaris, and they agreed to abstain completely from chocolate for the duration of the study for about, you know, a little over a month. There's no info on the baseline severity of acne, but they all had pre-study photos of their face where you could count the zits. The lesions. Study participants were randomized to either get a standard size Hershey's milk chocolate bar or 15 Jelly Belly jelly beans. And so everybody got a similar glycemic load, but one got it in the form of jelly beans and one got it in the form of a Hershey's milk chocolate bar.
They all gained significant weight as a participant.
That's a pretty good sized bar. So the acne changes, they then looked 48 hours later, they did a second photo, and they had a dermatologist who was masked to the group assignment look and count zits again. After a four-week washout period, they then got the, during which they were not allowed to eat chocolate, they got the opposite intervention. So if they got chocolate first, they got jelly bellies the next time and vice versa. This was a crossover trial. So each participant was their own control. So that gives you good statistical power. They again had a photo performed 48 hours later. Basically, there was no statistically significant difference in the number of acne lesions at baseline in the two study phases. After each intervention, though, the chocolate group had a statistically significant increase in zits compared to the jelly bean group. So about five more in the chocolate group and about one less in the jelly belly group. Now, statistically significant, I'll leave it to you to decide if six zits is clinically significant. I bet a lot of teenagers would say yes. So it looks like it may be true after all. There is a statistically significant increase in facial acne in college students 48 hours after ingesting milk chocolate instead of jelly beans.
Was it paid for by the Jelly Belly manufacturers?
Yeah, certainly wasn't paid for by Hershey. It was interesting because we think of chocolate, and really there's, I'm not a chocolate expert, but I think there's relatively little cocoa in milk chocolate. I think you think about those dark 80%, 85% cacao kind of bars. I wonder if those would have a different effect.
I mean, again, it goes back to this idea of perhaps dairy.
Right.
I mean, maybe it's an artifact not of the cocoa, but of the dairy in the chocolate.
Yeah, and they needed a third arm. Maybe that'll be the next study.
Mark, thanks. I'm going to go throw out all my chocolate.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.